Forestry is one of the most dangerous jobs a person can do in New Zealand. Goodness, it's all about death and dying and injury and illness today, isn't it? But the forestry sector employs a lot of people, and so finding ways to make it safer is pretty important. Anika Hinza is an associate professor in computer science at the University of Waikato, and she's working on a project to do that at the moment. She's on the line now to explain a bit more. Hey there, Anika.
Hi, hello.
Nice to talk to you. How did you get interested in this issue?
So my background is in working with Internet of Things and wearable technology. And as we were looking around, basically as it came out, what we could do with the kind of new technology, people kept talking to us about forestry and to see whether something could be done about the high accident rate. And so that's basically how it started out some 5 years ago, looking at whether we could use some wearable tech. So we started with wrist-worn gadgets, you know, like step counting, and quickly found out that that was totally not the thing to do, and have moved on from there and are now looking more at sensors that we can attach directly to people.
How dangerous is the forestry sector?
My quick thought was, wouldn't want to work there. 5 deaths this year, and often double that over the course of a year.
Presumably lots of serious injury as well.
And a lot of injuries, a lot of near misses, so that is not counting. So it is within New Zealand, the industry with the highest rate of accidents all over.
And to solve this problem, you were using an approach called participatory design. What is that exactly?
Yes, we did. So what it means is that we had lots of hui and meetings with people. So over the last month, particularly in Northland. And it means that we go and talk to people and tell them about what we're planning to do. So the idea is that instead of us, meaning a bunch of computer scientists and colleagues from Māori and Indigenous Studies, just coming up with the thing that you have to use, you know. We actually talk to the people who work in forestry and try to find out what would be meaningful data for them to know. So could we somehow gather data, measure something, and then provide them with that information so they might change how they work on any given day? Could this help in picking up early that someone might be fatigued on that day or in that week? So that's the idea. Working with people, finding out how a system, a technology system, could work for them and then designing for them. So not just making up technology, but in the end people say, how did they come up with this? This is not useful.
Yeah. And that's where Dylan Exton, engineering student, comes in with a high-tech shirt.
Yes, quite a cool thing. So it's what we like to call it a smart shirt. So it's on the way of getting smart. So he took a compression shirt and also took out all his prior knowledge of sewing, turns out, and incorporating sensors into the shirt. So you can imagine that he's sitting there sewing little pieces of sensors into the shirt and then has a wire that also looks like thread and connects all the different sensors. And that then goes over and talks to a little microchip. And the microchip then sends off the data to the phone. So, so it's his honors project. And so at the moment, he's producing the first smart shirt and trials it out himself.
Looking promising?
It's looking pretty good. Well, I have to say I'm learning a lot about the different kinds of wires that you can use. The interesting thing is to see where we have to put the sensor. So you might know these test straps when you go to the gym and they say, okay, we need to measure how you're doing. But these often only work really in a gym or lab situation, because as soon as you walk around and you need to lift your arms, you have a chainsaw, you're in a machine, they don't press down basically to your sternum as much as they should do. And so you get lots of false readings a bit all over the place. And the idea with the shirt is that it will attach properly. And also you will not feel like you're wearing a bra, which the guys might not appreciate.
Maybe not.
Yeah, so it's looking really interesting, really promising. So at the moment, he has a shirt that is working well, and he has to find exactly where to put the sensors, because sometimes when you move your muscles too much, it still lifts the sensor off. So that's what he's doing at the moment, looking how to best place the sensors.
Surely the best way of working out whether a worker is exhausted or dehydrated is for the worker just to listen to their natural senses, right? You're thirsty, or you're hot, or you're tired.
It's really tricky. I'd be one of the people who don't pick up on being thirsty, for example. I'm bad at that, and I could imagine other people also not being really good at that. The other problem is that we found from our studies that people reported over the summer having lots of problems with fatigue because of the heat. But then studying and attaching sensors to them, what we found is that winter is actually much more taxing, but it wasn't as obvious to them as the heat in the summer, because they ended up pacing themselves in the summer heat, because you know that that might be quite strenuous. So it's not always so apparent. Also, you have physical fatigue and you have mental fatigue. And mental fatigue, you often only realize when you come out of focusing for a long time. It's hard to notice it while it's going on. And mental fatigue is something that happens to the guys who are having all the heavy machinery. So they have to focus so much on what is going on that only once you have a break, you suddenly think, oh my God, that was quite full on. So a number of different factors come into play, and not all of them are easy for the people to pick up.
When might you have something like this working in the field?
We will hopefully trial with people later this year. So we have volunteers from the groups that we did the participatory design with. So they already put their hands up, said, we are perfectly happy to try this. So with a number of people this year, and then hopefully having slightly larger studies as we move forward next year, though that's probably then no longer Dylan, because he will hopefully do his honours within the year. But then with the next student and with colleagues. So that's what we're hoping, that over the time of doing the project, that we can roll out the different shirts to trial them in different situations.
And I guess the ultimate test of the shirts is whether they actually reduce injuries and deaths, huh?
Yes, well, that is the tricky one, because to really know whether it works, we have to sit there and see whether people have an accident or whether we can pick up on an accident before it happens. So that will be in the long term. But also the hope is that we can identify patterns, we can perhaps remove some of the factors, so that we can say, even if in the end people are feeling somewhat less fatigued, or we can pick up on some of the elements, or even to find out whether something could be changed in some of the jobs, which people you're putting on a job on any given day. So all of those could be opportunities, but the real measure will be in the long term, of course.
Annika Hienza doing her best to reduce injuries in the forestry sector with a bit of help. Nice to chat to you, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you to you.